Oh God, state of Ireland today is, I'd say, shock and terror and very uncertain as to what the future holds, and feeling very vulnerable and exposed, I suppose. And it's humiliating as well, because we were held up as some sort of a success story and now it's all gone so horribly wrong.
And you've just been made redundant, so it's a double blow for you that the IMF are in today.
Yeah, I mean, for the first time I'm going to be relying on the state for some assistance because I've been made redundant, and I've no idea how long it's going to take me to find another job based on the current situation. So the assistance that obviously the state's going to be offering me is going to be a lot less than it ever was. You know, this is probably the worst time in your life to ever be made redundant, to be honest.
Yeah. Wages, I mean, I'm a pensioner. I'm going to be cut at Christmas again. I'm not going to get me Christmas bonus. My wife works in the hospital. She's 10 years younger than me. And last year she lost about 20, 30 euro a week of her wages. I don't know why they're hitting the pensioners, you know. And they're going to hit the young people now, you know.
And what about the IMF coming in today? What do you think?
Well, I mean, if you have to come in and bail us out, you have to come in, you know. I mean, Cowan has been lying through his teeth for months and months, and he doesn't know this and he knows this, and it's unbelievable the way they run this country down. Here's another thing now. I was outside the door here protesting last year as a pensioner, and Eamon Gilmore came out, and I said to him, you run about cuts and that. I said, how come millionaires and multimillionaires and like Bono and that, they still get children's allowance? They let it build up for 3 months, they go out and have a good night out. And pensioners and children's allowance are going to suffer, you know?
I'm two minds, really. As a left-leaning person, I guess, I've heard lots of bad things about the IMF. I'm not exactly sure about their details when they've intervened in Greece, but in other, like, South American countries, I think the history there is that it's generally bad, at least for people that are on the left.
And the sovereignty of the state, do you think that's been compromised?
Not really. There was a good editorial in the Irish Times this morning kind of making that claim, but I think, like, we're in the EU and this notion of sovereignty in a globalised era is ridiculous anyway.
The IMF arriving here today. What do you think it means for Ireland?
What I think it means for Ireland is, I suppose, a certain loss of our sovereignty. Yeah. Basically, it shows that we've made a real mess of things, and it's pretty embarrassing for the country that we've had to call in help like Iceland did. But hopefully, like Iceland, we can make a recovery soon with the help that we're given. We'll find out what the full details are before I'll commit myself fully to
22 and 21.
Yeah, and you're outside the store where the head of the IMF walked this morning. Yeah, what do you think of the IMF coming in today?
Well, I actually think it's wonderful that if we could get to the bottom of whatever our problem is and start working again, the uncertainty is just not worth. There's too much anxiety. I work in the public service. I don't know if I'm going to get a 30% or a 50% pay cut. Whatever it is, I'd like to know.
Yeah, what so do you do in the public service?
I'm a nurse in a community hospital, and I'm on a 40-day emergency contract, which means that I don't know if there's going to be a cut. I'll be the first to be cut. I need to know if that's going to happen. Are they going to close small? For me personally, are they going to close small hospitals? Whatever the case may be, if I just knew what was ahead of me,
yes,
it would be very easy, and I will accommodate whatever it is, but just tell us what it's going to be and let's get on with it.
Yeah. And you're one of the ones who would face a cut
I'm budget. On a 40-day emergency contract, so my contract is for 40 days, and then it can be, at the moment it's rolling over and it has done for the past 7 months, but tomorrow if there is, say, you've got to cut so many jobs in the HSE, I'll be one of the first ones to go.
What do you think of the IMF coming in?
Well, I think it's a sad day for Ireland, but I think ultimately kind of it will be for the better.
Why?
Because I think we're in such a mess that no one else is capable of getting us out in this country.
And what about our sovereignty? Do you think that's been compromised today?
Just slightly, I suppose, yeah.
Just...
I'm wailing and gnashing of teeth and poor people begging in the streets, and I've kind of not seen it. But what I have sensed, and I've been coming here for a long time, is that the sentiment is down, people are down. And when I left the UK this morning, I got the sentiment the UK they were feeling up. So I kind of, whatever these guys are doing, they seem to be putting a downer on the population. So.
And as you're British, do you think it's right that George Osborne will throw Ireland a lifeline to the tune of 7 billion?
I don't... No, of course it's not, being British, no.
It's not right?
It's not right, no. I mean, I came 7 years ago, I've been coming for 10 years, and a lot of UK money's gone into the infrastructure to support the country, and that's probably enough. And I'm sure the Germans feel the same way.
I think they probably will do what they've come in to do. And I think the one biggest sufferers are going to be the government, because they're going to cut all the things they don't want cut, and we're still going to get the same cuts we're going to get anyway. And besides the fact of our sovereignty is a bit of a blow.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's kind of... We've been owned again, you know. It's like somebody taking over your mortgage, isn't it? They own your house, really, at the end of the day, and you've put everything into it up to that point, so...